Aloha, is this Scott?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Scott, this is Cheryl with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you? I was just thinking about you.
Oh, sorry, I called you kind of late here. We were pretty slammed this morning.
Oh, that's okay. You know how it is when you own a company. You're the first one in, the last one out, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go over your file here. So I did get you approved for, let's see here. Looks like for $93,300. So a little shy of the $100,000 that we mentioned last time. Just if you don't mind me being frank, I'm gonna go over your file a little bit over here. So the bad, I guess you can say, we did get a little bit of pushback on the credit score. Your credit score is at 691. So it's about national average. And then also the let me see here, another note here. Give me 1 second. I'm just pulling it up. How's your day been?
Well, pretty good. And that credit score, that's because my company's an LLC. Everything that we do, all the checks have to go against my personal credit. It's killing me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've got to change that.
Oh, wow. Is it because you're LLC or is it just because of the structure of your business?
It's both. Yeah.
Okay.
Really. So it's 5 points every time any kind of credit, a minimum, to come off my score. So
I see. Okay, well, the good thing is this loan is going to be on the business credit. It'll be your business credit and it won't go on your personal credit, so it won't it won't hurt your debt to income ratio, so it won't affect your personal life at all, and it's non-collateralized, so that's another plus side for you there too. Okay, so I'm just looking at your bank statement here. Okay, and then the ending balance is, you know, you have a lot coming in, but you also have a lot going out. And this is a sales-based loan, and so that's why the approval is a little bit lower than the 10 to 15% of your gross sales.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it is $93,300. Is that something you're interested in?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. It is a. Have you had a working capital loan before?
Just that real small one we took from OnDeck I talked to you about.
Okay. Do you remember? Was it like a daily payment?
No, it was a weekly.
It's a weekly payment. Okay. So for this one, it is a daily payment. So it's only Monday through Friday, about 21 days usually per month.
Mm-hmm. And the payment is based on the amount that's used, right? So if nothing's used, is there a payment?
Sorry, what did you say?
Okay, so if the balance remains, say, $93,000, we don't use it for a while, what will the payment be?
Okay. So how it works is basically we'll advance you the full amount of the $93,000. And then you can use it for whatever you need it for. And then we don't separate the interest from the principal. And the payment is going to come from both principal and interest. And it's a set-termed loan.
Okay, at what percent?
Okay, I'm going to give you 1 second. I'm going to calculate that for you here. Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay, so it's not a percentage because it's not annualized. It's over 21 months, so 1 year and, you know, almost 2 years. So the total payback is going to be $135,000.
Whoa. Okay, what if, like I said, we leave it in the bank, right, in the account, but we don't draw on it?
Mm-hmm.
Is there still a payment required?
Yeah, because it's a termed loan. Once we deposit the money in your account, it's going to be the same daily payment every single day from Monday to Friday.
And how much is that?
It's 313.
313 a day. Whether we use anything or not, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So if I borrow it and don't ever use it, I still have to pay back the 130-some thousand?
Yes, that's correct.
So,
but do you need 93,000?
Well, possibly. I'll know tomorrow, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
because what we can do is we can do a smaller amount for whatever it is that you need to start your project. And then, let's just say, for example, you need more funds. We can give you more funds when you need it. So that way you don't need to take the full $93,000 right off the bat. You just take whatever you need. So let's just say, for example, you need $60,000. We only give you $60,000, and then you just pay back that $60,000 plus the interest. And then if you need more more funds, we can give you more funds after that.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a line of credit, just a second step to it. Basically, you just have to request for us to deposit more money.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I'll know tomorrow when I hear from the government.
Okay. So. Are they telling you whether or not you have the project?
No, we've got the project. It's just when it's going to start, and
okay.
That's going to judge, you know, that's going to determine the need for funds.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you were starting it in a week or so.
Well, yes, this week. This week we'll know. Tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yep. I've got to hear back from the contract officer so we know exactly when they want us to start.
Okay.
And it's within a 7 to 14 day window, but it's soon. So
uh-huh. Okay, sounds good. I guess I can just touch base with you tomorrow.
Okay, Joe. What's your number again?
Sure, it's 858.
Okay.
779-0423.
Okay. And you're, what, 4 o'clock out there, quarter to 4?
Yeah, it's almost 4.
Okay. If you don't hear from me, you will, but if you don't, just give me a call back, please.
Okay, around this time or earlier?
Yeah, whenever you can.
Okay, sounds good. I'll give you a call tomorrow afternoon then.
Hey, really appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.